Ammon Bundy says he and his family have been acting in the name of Mormonism as he has led the militia to seize grazing lands in Oregon. In response, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints released a statement on Monday saying the church leaders strongly condemn the armed seizure and are troubled by reports that Bundy suggests they are doing so based on scriptural principles. If the militia group is supposedly acting in the name of the Mormon religion to justify their extreme actions, but the official LDS church opposes the seizure of the land, does that mean Ammon Bundy and his leaders have become radical Mormons?
My name is Richard James Harvey. I am a senior at Utah State University, and I'm a Mormon, and I'm not a Mormon extremist.
Harvey said if the militia takeover was religiously motivated, it wasn't inspired by the church, but rather Bundy's own personal religious views.
The refuge occupiers don't seem to be quite as extreme as ISIS, but there are some really fascinating parallels. These people, regardless of what their church thinks they should be doing, are convinced that they should be doing some pretty radical criminal things because of their religion. Ammon claims that he's received explicit guidance from God, that he needs to do this, which very much echoes the sentiment that you find in other religious extremist groups like ISIS. The vast majority of normal members of their faith are very confused and a little bit horrified at what they're doing. I don't think my God is telling them to do that.
Sam Brunson is a Mormon blogger with By Common Consent. He says he disagrees with calling the militia group radical Mormons.
I have trouble differentiating. I know they use the language of Mormonism, but they're acting as Western libertarians, and I personally have trouble seeing how much the rhetoric underlies what they're doing and how much they're just describing what they're doing in terms they're familiar with. So, yes, I think they're radical and they're Mormons, but I don't know if radical Mormon is the appropriate terminology.
For more information on the story, check out upr.org. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.